From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Commerce Department reports flat personal income last month. That's the weakest showing since July. But spending inched up 0.3%. Danielle Carson reports the numbers are a sign that the U.S. economy is still recovering, but slowly.
Clearly, people's incomes determine how much they're going to spend. Yet consumers were still comfortable about increasing their spending for the fifth consecutive month. In fact, given the back-to-back snowstorms which paralyzed the East Coast last month, Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, says February's modest increase in consumer spending is a respectable showing.
What it tells me is that despite the setback on the income side, consumers are confident enough that they kept spending in February. So the recovery is on more sustainable ground because of that confidence.
Economists say consumer spending is on track to grow 3% this quarter, which should please the Federal Reserve. But they say the Fed won't raise interest rates until the jobs picture improves. The unemployment numbers for March come out on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is increasing security across his country following two suicide bombings in Moscow subway stations. At least 37 people have died. Dozens more are injured. Here's a report from Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Russian security officials say they suspect Islamist militants from the country's volatile North Caucasus region are responsible for the explosions that ripped through one of the world's biggest metro systems at rush hour. President Dmitry Medvedev says violence in the North Caucasus region is one of Russia's biggest domestic problems. There are nearly daily suicide bombings and attacks on policemen and local officials in the area. Analysts say the increase in attacks is due to a civil war between the Kremlin-supported administrations and Islamic militants. Officials say two female suicide bombers blew themselves up in the second subway cars at both the Lubyanka and Park Kultury stations. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Australia's Foreign Minister Stephen Smith says the 15-year sentence China is imposing on an Australian businessman is unfair.
By any measure, I think this is a tough sentence.
Stern Hu ran the Rio Tinto Mining Company's iron ore operation in China. Because he admits bribery, China is reducing his active sentence by a third to 10 years. But Australian officials still aren't happy. Three other Rio Tinto employees face sentences of 7 to 14 years. Nine suspects believed connected to a so-called Christian militia in the Midwest are charged with conspiring to kill police officers and attack a funeral in hopes of killing more officers. A federal indictment unsealed in Michigan also includes the charge of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. Wall Street stocks are up at last check, the Dow up 36 points at 10,886, and the Nasdaq Composite also is up 10 points. This is NPR News. The chances of there being any survivors in a wrecked South Korean warship are growing dimmer by the hour. That's after dive teams failed to get a response from inside a sunken part of the ship. More than 100 crew members were on board. Michael Rhee reports on the rescue effort.
Military divers today found the rear section of the Navy corvette Chunan, which sank into the Yellow Sea on Friday. South Korean media reported dive teams knocked on the sunken remains but received no response. The ship was carrying more than 100 crew members when a mysterious explosion occurred and it sank near the sea border with North Korea. 58 were rescued over the weekend. The rest are unaccounted for but presumed to be trapped inside the stern. It's still unclear exactly what caused the explosion. The South Korean government has not ruled out North Korea. A defense official says it's possible a North Korean mine that was placed during the Korean War could have drifted into South Korean waters. For NPR News, I'm Michael Rhee in Seoul.
The Treasury Department expects U.S. taxpayers to make a profit as the government sells its stake in bailed-out bank Citigroup. Citi has repaid part of the $45 billion in public money it received. The Treasury Department received stock in exchange for $25 billion of it, and now it says it will sell that stake, depending on market conditions, over the course of this year. Congress has adjourned without approving a discrimination settlement between black farmers and the Agriculture Department, and that may jeopardize the deal. Some plaintiffs fear that lawyers who wanted more than the $1.25 billion agreed to will not stick with the current agreement when Congress returns. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.